Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Matthew 7:15-27. The Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 7, verse 15-27. Beware of false prophets who come disguised as harmless sheep but are really vicious wolves. You can identify them by their fruit, that is, by the way they act. Can you pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? A good tree produces good fruit, and a bad tree produces bad fruit. A good tree can't produce bad fruit, and a bad tree can't produce good fruit. So every tree that does not produce good fruit is chopped down and thrown into the fire. Yes, just as you can identify a tree by its fruit, so you can identify people by their actions. Not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter. On judgment day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, we prophesied in your name and cast out demons in your name and performed many miracles in your name. But I will reply, I never knew you. Get away from me, you who break God's laws. Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on solid rock. Though the rain comes in torrents and the flood waters rise and the winds beat against that house, it won't collapse because it is built on bedrock. But anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey it is foolish, like a person who builds a house on sand. When the rains and floods come and the winds beat against that house, it will collapse with a mighty crash. My theme for reflection is spam filters for the soul. Spam filters for the soul. If your inbox has ever promised riches by 5 p.m. for a small seed, you already understand why Jesus ends the Sermon on the Mount with a consumer warning. In Matthew 7:15-27, he says the danger is not only outside the church. Sometimes it smiles, says, Lord, Lord, and carries a Bible. The problem is that false prophets dress like sheep and sell wide roads as if they were narrow paths. Some do it with fury, others with flattery, especially in slick prosperity pitches that make God a vending machine. Instead, offering, receive miracle. The result is spiritual death. People left disillusioned, ashamed, and further from the Father. Jesus resolves the problem with two tests, fruit and foundation. You will know them by their fruits. Does not mean counting public works or measuring platform size. A bad tree can mimic zeal, organize crusades, even stage miracles. The real fruit, what wolves cannot fake, is gospel truth taking root. Faith that rests in Christ's righteousness alone. Repentance that abandons dead works. Love that refuses to bless lies. Humility that trembles at scripture. And good works done from assurance, not as leverage. Then he exposes the foundation. On judgment day, some will present ministry resumes. Did we not? And here, I never knew you. Why? They built on sand, performance, crowds, money talk, and a God who never says no. As Tim Keller puts it, if your God never disagrees with you, you might be worshipping an idealized version of yourself. The wise built on the rock, hearing Jesus and doing what he says, which begins with the narrow gate of grace, Christ for us before anything in us. So what does this mean for us today? It means testing every voice, ours included, by both the message it brings and the life it produces. The gospel of grace has a shape. It leads to humility, repentance, and trust in Christ, not in ourselves, not in techniques, not in flashy promises. Too often, so-called ministers of the gospel stir up division in the name of spiritual zeal. They pit believers against church leaders and tear down people of goodwill, all while claiming to defend the truth. But the gospel that inflames pride, suspicion, and hostility is not the gospel of Christ. This kind of betrayal harms the body from within, poisoning relationships and scattering the flock. Prosperity teachings are a prime example. They turn giving into a transaction, sow a seed to unlock a blessing, and treat suffering as spiritual failure. They quote scripture but strip it of the cross. They spotlight the preacher more than the Savior. Look at the fruit. Does it lead to debt, disillusionment, and burnout? Or to repentance, contentment, and quiet strength? Listen closely to what's being built. Is it a kingdom built on Christ crucified or on brand image and technique? Jesus is not against joy or miracles, but he won't be used. He gives gifts freely, but he refuses to be commodified. The good news is that we are not left guessing. The Spirit opens our eyes. Scripture trains our senses. The church helps us weigh claims. Build low and deep. Trust the finished work of Jesus. Obey his hard words when they cut across our desires, and practice open-handed generosity without strings. When storms come, and they will, the house on the rock will still be there. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, which messages am I most tempted to believe because they promise quick relief or control, and how do they square with Jesus' call to the narrow way? Number two, if Jesus audited my foundation, would he find confidence in his righteousness or in my activity, feelings, or finances? And now our practical exercise. Do a 10-minute foundation audit. Write down three teachers or voices you follow. For each, note one sentence. What do they present as the grounds of God's favor? Then read Matthew 7:24-27 aloud and pray, Lord, put my weight on your word, not on sand. Choose one act of secret generosity this week with no promise of return. Lord Jesus, good shepherd and solid rock, protect us from wolves and from the sand in our own hearts. Give us hunger for your word, courage to obey it, and humility to repent where we have chased counterfeit gospels. Plant us in your righteousness, fill us with your Spirit's true fruit, and make our lives houses that stand for your glory and our neighbor's good. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.